usually lay. They woke from a stable boy's cry.
Said someone, come quick. The horses got loose, got grass sick. They'll founder, faint, they'll die.
What is now known by the sorrel and the roan, by the chestnut and the bay and the gelding gray. It is stay by the gate that you are given, and remain in your place for your season. And had the overfit it but listened to the high fence for sense wisdom. Did you hear that bear said monkey will get out of here fair and square? They left the gate open wide. So my bride, here is my hand, where is your paw? Try and understand my plan, Ursula. My heart is a furnace, full of love that's just an earnest. Now you know that we must unlearn this allegiance to a life of service, and no longer answer to that heartless headmonger, nor be his accomplice. The Sheraton with artless horse thing. But Ursula, we've got to eat something, and earn our keep while still within the borders of the land that men has girded, all double bolted and tight fisted. Until we reach the open country, steeped in milk and honey. Will you keep your fancy clothes on for me? Can you bear a little longer to wear that leash, my love? I swear by the air I breathe, sooner or later you'll bear your teeth. But for now, just dance, darling. Come on, will you dance, my darling? Darling, there's a place for us. Can we go before I turn to dust? Oh, my darling, there's a place for us.
Sway on her hind legs, the organ would grind dregs of song for
for the pleasure of the children who'd shriek, throwing coins at her feet and recoiling in terror. Sing, dance, darling, come on, will you dance? My darling, oh, darling, there's a place for us. Can we go before I turn the dogs go? My darling, there's a place for us. Oh, darling, come on, will you dance? My darling, you keep your eyes fixed on the highest hill where you'll ever after eat your fill. Oh, my darling, dear mine, if you dance,
shouldered his lamb. Someone had told him the bear'd been wandering a fair piece away from where they were camped. Someone had told him the bear'd been sneaking away to the seaside caverns to bathe.
And the thought troubled the monkey, for he was afraid of spelunking down in those caves. Also afraid what the village people would say if they saw the bear in that state. Lolling and splashing obscenely, well, it seemed a rational way. Washing that face, washing that matted and flea bit, pelting some sea spitshine old kelp dripping with brine. The monkey just laughed and he muttered, when she comes back, Ursula will be bursting with pride. Till I jump up, saying you've been rolling in muck, saying you smell of garbage and grime. But far out, far out, by now. Garters. Then the outside arms of the bear fell off as easy as if sloughed from boiled tomatoes. Lord, in a genteel curtsy, bear shed the mantle of her deluvian shoulders. And with a sigh, she allowed the burden of belly to drop like an apron full of boulders. If you could hold up a threadbare coat to the light where it's worn translucent in places, you'd see spots where almost every night of the year they're demanding suspending that baseness. Now a coat drags through the water, bagging with a life's worth of hanging through the limitless in the nose. In the magnetic embrace, balletic and glacial, a bear's insatiable shadow. Left there, left there.